Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kofola first quarter 2018 financial results conference call. The financial results will be commented by Mr. Daniel Buryš, Kofola Group CFO, and a member of the board of directors. Kofola is further represented by Finance Manager, Mr. Pavel Jakubík, and Group Reporting Manager, Mrs. Lenka Frostová. I will now hand over to Mr. Daniel Buryš. Sir, please go ahead.
Okay. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you in our Q1 2018 conf call. First of all, let me a little bit apologize that we changed the schedule of reporting and also of this conf call. Frankly speaking, the main reason is that our minority shareholder, private equity fund, Enterprise Investors CEE, announced that they have an intention to exit from Kofola, which is not surprise because the same announcement was last June officially. Now it may be more concrete. We wanted to be ready for roadshow and for presentation of the company to new investors. I think that this message is very good for the Kofola because we believe that if the potential exit will be successful, then free float will be increased to 27%, and we believe that the liquidity of our share will be sufficient. I started from apologizing and to this, or maybe confirming of this announcement, because there's nothing new. I will continue with some general information about the company. Second news, which I would like to comment, is the dividend proposal for Friday annual general meeting. We received a proposal for dividend 16.20 Czech crown from majority shareholder Aetos. We believe that this level of dividend is acceptable for the company, and I expect that on Friday general meeting, this dividend will be confirmed. This level is a little bit higher than dividend suggested by the board of directors. The next information is that we also announced in our Q1 result statement to Polish acquisition to our Polish subsidiary, Hop. We continue with our restructuring project. We 2 years restructured the company. We fulfilled our tasks, but the result is not fully acceptable for us. We still believe that Polish market is very interesting for Kofola. We concentrated our production facilities to one very modern production plant, Kutno. We started with distribution of Neste in Poland, exclusive distribution for Poland. We optimized the ratio between private label and own brand, but still it's not enough. As we had also in our previous presentations, we are focusing on acquisition on Polish market. What we announced is that if we will not succeed in next month, with any acquisition, we plan. There is also the contingency plan. Just soon that we divest the hope business in Poland in 2018. That's not resolution of the board of directors. That's only our strategy for Poland for this year. So probably we will start with activities on this divestment option in next month. The impact to group result is 17% decrease of group revenues. But the real impact, there is no real impact to group EBITDA because current EBITDA of our Polish, of our HOP subsidiary is zero or small minus after first quarter. And we also have to say that it's difficult to expect the valuation of our Polish business. So there could be dividend risk for next year. But it's of course, a question of valuation of our Polish subsidiary. So that's corporate information from my side, and now let me present you our 3 months results. I think that this quarter was very positive for us, even though the weather, especially in Easter season, was very cold, and so in March was cold, and the Easter season was not so high as we expected, but especially January and February sales were excellent. So we are happy that we can report increase of sales 6.7% compared to last year's 3 months. And excluding Poland, we can report 11% growth. The growth was mainly in Czechoslovakia on brands Kofola, Rauch and Vina, and extraordinary positive development is as usually in Adriatic region. Now it's not forced by Slovenia market, but in Croatia market. So we have very good very good information that our after merger restarting of Croatia business is done and in last quarter of 2017 and also in first quarter 2018 we can report very good development of sales in Croatia. So this positive trend in on sales side is in relation and development of raw material prices, which are in relation in our expectation, are according to our expectation, increased our EBITDA for 23.2%. So reported EBITDA is 97 million. Of course, we are out of season, so there is not there's not time for celebration for us. But we believe that thanks to very good weather in April and May, we are ready to confirm our guidance for 2018, which is 1 billion Czech crown EBITDA. So we keep this guidance, and we will see after season how our sales will be developed then. What can we also comment is our last acquisition, which was finished in the end of first quarter. So there's acquisition of Leros, fully called Léčivé Rostliny. So that's very interesting investment for us, and that we continue in direction to healthy, fresh and healthy soft drink development. We will merger. It will be not a legal merger, but we will manage the Leros company and Premium Rosa, our successful acquisition from last year in Poland. We will merge it to one pillar of our business. We believe that this business will be extraordinarily successful in next years, mainly because the focus of consumption of healthy and natural products is visible in all segments of FMCG. Leros, that's the company with 40 years old tradition. It's a really very traditional company with system of purchase of herbs from the producer, directly from producers. They have also production for herbal drying of herbs and cleaning and these things. So we believe that it's very good base for not only for herbal teas, which is the main sales article of this company, but also for Kofola. You know that Kofola, that herbal drink, and we want to come back to the roots of Kofola, when Kofola was made from a real pure herb as a herbal drink. So we in next month we will also promote that Kofola, that herbal drink, that less sugar drink, because Kofola, that's 30% less sugar compared to cola drinks, and there is not extra phosphoric, so again it's more healthy. So Kofola is more healthy cola drink, and that it was also a very important reason why we invested to this acquisition. Products, it was also entrance to pharmacy channel, because Leros is leader of pharmaceutical sector in herbal teas. So we, of course, want to develop this this path to consumer. So that's about our acquisition, and now I suggest to start with your question, because from my side, that I think it was very complete information. So please, I'm ready to answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding, and then we have our first question. Our first question comes from Jakub Nitzan, Wood & Co. Sir, please go.
Good afternoon. I might have several questions for you. First and foremost, with the potential disposal from Poland, have you already started discussions with potential bidders, and are you also going to give up the Neste distribution contract that you have signed earlier last year? My second question would be, what's your marketing cost in Czech Republic? You have sort of indicated that it was the primary reason for OPEX to sales ratio increase in first quarter. Should we expect this to prevail into the second quarter and third quarter? And my last question would be regarding the competitive environment in Czech Republic. What have you seen following the PepsiCo or KMV's acquisition of PepsiCo's assets? And the latter part of the question would be, what have you seen so far from the competitive environment in Czech Republic in second quarter? Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question. So first, the disposal of hope. We very probably, if we decide that we will really continue with divestment of hope, we can expect that we announce tender for this company. We believe that tender is more efficient way to reach the highest price. We communicate with some potential buyers, but that's only because we wanted to see their attention or not. Yeah, so that's we will start. If we will continue with divestment, if we start divestment, we will organize tender. Very probably. Second is if we give up the contract with Nestlé. Still, also in Poland, there are several questions how to continue with the business. So now we focused on launching or back relaunching of Nestlé products in Polish market, because after Coke termination of cooperation, Coke delisted Nestlé from many stores. So that's the main task for us now. We started the cooperation started a little bit later than we was expected, because the contract of Coke with Nestle with Coke was really finished after first quarter. So we started something, but still the results are not visible in our hope results, but the process is continuing positively. And if the question is if we will divest hope, so if we divest hope, probably we will not continue with Nestlé cooperation, but that's really very far future. That's not after some deep analysis from my side. That's my opinion now. We, as I mentioned, we will continue. We can be sure that we will continue with premium Rosa business, because this startup is developing very positive. We have high double-digit increases, and we see really high potential to launch product of premium Rosa under umbrella Leros in Czech Republic, Czech and Slovak market. Yeah, so we will continue with premium Rosa. The rest is questionable. Fourth question was KMV Pepsi, if I noted it correctly. KMV announced this acquisition, this merger with Pepsi in June. June 16, it was my birthday, so I remember it exactly. I think that last week they, or maybe 2 weeks ago, they finished their application to anti-monopoly office. We, of course, communicate as part of the market. We communicate with UHOS, and we believe that this merger will be confirmed, not simply, because we believe that minimum is structural, some structural changes in water and IT category, but that's only our opinion, and we will see. For us, Maybe we discussed it on the last call, partly that risk, mainly in HoReCa, it's a risk for us because the portfolio of KMV Pepsi together will be competitive to our portfolio. Their market share then will be something below 20%. In Czech Republic, we have 24%, so we will compete on the market. That's the fact. In the retail, we don't expect that KMV will be so aggressive in pricing of their product as Pepsi in last years, because that's the price index between us and Pepsi today is negative for Pepsi. 3 or 4 years we were 10-20% below Pepsi prices, Kofola compared to Pepsi, and the price index was absolutely changed. So Pepsi is really very aggressive in last years, and we will see how KMV will continue with this brand on the market. And the last question was
the marketing cost
environment
in Czechoslovakia.
Marketing cost. We have budget, and budget of marketing is very similar like previous year, and I think that we will realize the budget. The monthly changes and also some changes between countries and Czech, Slovak, that's only question of timing of consumption, cost consumption, yeah, because of we book all these marketing activities directly to the cost. For example, if the spot for UP syrup was made in the month, even though we will use this spot for next 3 years, it goes directly to, we book it directly to our cost. Yeah, so that's you can expect the same level of marketing cost as previous year. Yeah, that may be the best answer. Yeah, for whole year. And if the monthly split, there will be that only changing of campaigns consumption. Yeah, so probably that's
thanks a lot. And if I may have one more follow up question on the how are you able to fare so far in the second quarter against what is the competitive environment so far in the second quarter for you? Thank you.
So. You know that we don't forecast the quarter results, but it's really simple when the weather is so nice as in previous 2 months. Then it's not possible to sell more, yeah, because it's really that like summer. The weather is like summer, so also our sales are similar like in summer, and also that must be the fact. Now, of course, the weather will come to normal, so we will see how the June will be sunny or not, but I'm sure that Q2 results will be also positive.
Thank you very much.
Our following question comes from Petr Bartek, Erste Group. Sir, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. One follow-up question to the previous. Selling and marketing costs are growing by 9% in the first Q, and do you expect this item to be flat in the full year? Just for confirmation. And other question is, you mentioned growing administrative costs at UGO. If you can expect some cost savings in the remainder of the year. Third question would be, the margin in Adriatic region, what is your target for this year? But the margin in Croatia at around 10%, which we discussed earlier, is still something what we would expect. And third, sugar prices are still declining in the market. So if we at current prices could see some positive impact compared to your guidance in Q4 and in 2019. I know that's a little bit early, but just looking at the current developments. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for your questions. So first, wait a moment, I only should hear some presentation to be. Yeah. So first, the marketing cost. I can confirm that level of marketing cost will be same as previous year, and that the ratio between marketing expenses and net revenues. Yeah. So of course, if we expect growth in net revenues, we also growth in marketing cost, and we try to keep the level around 6%. It was the level last year in Czechoslovakia, and we plan to keep it this year. Yeah, and as I mentioned, if we change consumption between the countries or between Czech and Slovak, or between the months, that's only monthly split. Yeah. So total figure will be a little bit higher than last year because we also expect growth on sales side. The second question, Ugo, you could believe me that we don't increase our administration in Ugo, because our target for this year is to reach profitability and of course increase of administrative cost. That's not the real way, but we Ugo is in growth, especially these costs are related with our last year acquisition of Tidbit. So if you compare first quarter, because it's in Ugo, so these acquisitions, so if you compare last year 3 months, that's without Tidbit acquisition, now it's including Tidbit acquisition. And that's why the administrative costs are also higher, yeah, because we the acquisition, if I am not wrong, was in June last year, yeah. So that's only, maybe it was not your question, but I can confirm that this part of business which we acquired from Tidbit, so the salad production, is very positively there is very positive development, we now are close to be maximum capacity of our production facility. Yeah? So this development is very very positive. Yeah. So that's the main reason of admin cost increase in Ugo. Your next question, Adriatic region target. Mm-hmm. Wait a moment. My answer, unfortunately, is again that we don't publish these guidances for margins in our subsidiaries, yeah, because it's, we have the only one guidance for a whole year, and that's EBITDA. Generally, last year, EBITDA of Studenac, because I understand that your question was directed to Studenac. Last year, EBITDA was practically, you can say, zero. And still, we keep it as a success because really it's very hard work in Croatia. And the positive effects of student as acquisition last year were in Radenska because development of Radenska brand in Croatia. This year we expect positive EBITDA margin, but it will be behind our target. Our target in Studenac, if I'm not wrong, it's 10% EBITDA margin. So it will be positive margin growth of the margin, but still behind this target. Yeah. But we are able to completely, as an Adriatic region, to keep our expectation of EBITDA margin. So again, a little bit more positive development of margin in Slovenia. And what we expect is very positive development on sales side in Studenac. There we expect very dramatic growth of sales. But the margin still will be lower than expected. Your last question was sugar. You are true that the current sugar prices are lower than our contract because we contracted whole year consumption for 2018. I think it's that, of course, we don't use long-term hedging of sugar prices, but we believe that the contracts for a whole year, that's an important fact for us because we must set up, hold the company for this fact of sugar prices. And it's very difficult to manage the company then if we buy sugar on spot. So we are currently not buying sugar on spot, but our saving from sugar is roughly, after first quarter, it's 35 million Czech crown compared to last year. So it's positive, and we can confirm that whole year saving from sugar will be something around 100 million Czech crown. For next years, we believe that the price will be stable, more stable, because for us it's the best news if the price is not changing, yeah, because all fluctuation in this item are negative for us. Of course, more positive is if the price is decreasing than increasing, but the best for us is the flat. So our expectation for next 3 years is the stable price of sugar, yeah, which is today somewhere on level 370 euro per ton. And that's something like average price for us, for our region, because we have differences between sugar price in Croatia and Poland, for example. What I also can confirm is that sugar saved us this year, 100 million Czech crowns, and roughly half of these. This amount we will spend for higher salaries and services related with higher salaries like logistics. We can say that we are working on our business plan, and there is nothing significant changes. There are not significant changes, and that's probably all. So next question, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question comes from Jan Raška, Fiobanka. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. I would like to ask you for Slovakia market. EBITDA from Slovakia market decreased, which was a little bit disappointment for me when I expect a slight increase, mainly due to lower sugar prices. What are the main reasons of decreasing EBITDA in Slovakia in the first quarter? Thank you.
I see the Slovakia EBITDA. There are two facts, which one is euro recalculation of euro. Maybe I several time confirmed that we are neutral to strengthen of Czech crown, but it's because we buy especially sugar and also another raw materials to Czech Kofola in euro, so that's very positive impact for Czech profitability, and there is not this effect in on Slovakia side. From the business perspective, Slovakia is still the most profitable part of our company. The sales Q1 were looking plus 9% compared to last year, so the development is positive, and there may be its effect of some increase of prices, which maybe again you know that last year we increased prices, and we increased prices two times more in Czech on Czech market than in Slovak market. We were a little bit punished in Czech Republic by on volume side, because the always when you increase prices then you are under pressure from volumes perspective. And we increased prices only slightly in Slovakia. It was only roughly 2% in Slovakia. So that's also this part that we are not we were yeah that's just the second effect. But if we look again on our we have budget we are in Slovakia performing according to our budget, so that's not surprise for us, and we just set up it by this way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And yeah, then that's all. Yeah.
And the second question, can I ask you for acquisition of Leros? You mm-hmm. state in cash flow the amount 108 million crowns for purchase of subsidiary. Is this amount for purchase of Leros? Is this amount this 108 million crowns?
I'm quite surprised because during negotiation we liked some nice figures, so the price was agreed on level 111.111. Maybe there is some accountancy change. I don't know, but that's the price which we paid. 111.111. That was the price for Leros, which we agreed with the owners, and maybe there is some smaller. The price, thanks. Of course. It's a little bit difficult to use some multiple because it was a company owned by an individual, and but we believe that the price was correct, and we are very happy of this investment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Jakub Mitzan, Wood & Co. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. One more follow-up question, if I may, on the dividend. Would you know by any chance what was the reason for increased DPS from 2017 earnings? And my second question would be, assuming that there will be negative revaluation of the Polish business, would there be a downside potential to your guidance of 60% consolidated net profit as distributed through dividends, or you remain committed to that 60%? Thank you.
First, I don't know reason why the majority shareholder increased the level of dividends, but I think that from a company perspective, if we pay 300 million Czech crown or 360, of course it's more, but that's not visible for our financial position. Yeah, so I think that from management perspective, that's okay. The impact, the potential negative impact of dividends or of divestment of HOP, it's too early for making. Of course, we have some rough calculations, but we really will be more. We will have more better estimation after some process, after some negotiation with potential buyers. So I cannot now expect it. If there will be the impact, we don't change our dividend policy. We will because if we sell the Poland, that there could be a risk for dividend distribution for 1 year, for example. But from cash perspective, it will be positive for Kofola and because of EBITDA also. So there will be not the reason why not to distribute the promised level of sources, and we will look on opportunities how to do it in next month, and we will inform investors as soon as possible about our development. Yeah, so you will be online informed about our steps.
Understood. Thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other question. Dear speaker, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, so thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your attention. I'm happy that I could present improving performance of Kofola, and I hope that also our corporate news are positive from company side, but also for investors. We believe that also positive development of and trend which we have will continue this year, and I'm happy that we can also confirm our guidance, and we will update our guidance after season. So thanks to weather that it's very sunny. And if it will continue for next 4 months, it will be the best news for us. Thank you very much, and see you in July or August. August. Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.